Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Kobe Prettyman, who is the lead consultant in eastern Utah, for the eastern part of Utah, for the Utah Foster Care. Utah Foster Care is a private, nonprofit organization that contracts throughout the state to handle foster care in Utah. Thank you, Kobe, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that May is National Foster Care Month, and we have an event coming up on May 16th.
Correct. We like to try to recognize Foster Care Month every year, kind of bring it to the attention of the community and let people know that it's something that needs some attention and focus. And this year we have a foster care lunch and learn on May 16th at noon at the DWS building, and it'll be in the upstairs conference room. So that is an opportunity for people to come and talk with other foster families. So we'll have a couple other foster families there, and they can come and ask them questions about what foster parenting is like, the good things about it, the maybe things that make it a little bit more difficult, how they dealt with things, how their children have responded to having foster children in the home, and just kind of all those questions that people may have, they can come and ask those families and get those answered straight from people who are doing this work for the kids in our community.
Well, that sounds like a very informative meeting. That if somebody's interested in this, they should make a point to attend. How many foster families do you have in our area?
We have about 35 foster families in our area, and that covers both Carbon and Emory counties. And currently we have just over 100 children in care. And so most of those families right now are full. I've talked to the person who places children, and they said that she currently has all of her families that are available to have placements already have them. So if we get more kids coming in, which we never know when that's going to happen, then we may be having to look out of the area for placement for those children, which is very unfortunate for the kids because it's better for them to stay closer to their family so they can have more regular visitation and also stay connected in our community. They might be connected to teachers and neighbors and activities. And so if we have to move them out of the community, then they lose all of those connections, in addition to losing the ability to stay with their family, which is already very traumatizing for them. But when they have to lose all the other connections they have as well, people that might be able to be supportive to them, that makes it even that much more difficult for them.
Oh, they're going through a hard enough time right now, let alone moving to Provo or something like that.
Right, yeah. You imagine, you know, having to leave your family, but then you also have to leave all your friends who might have been a very big support to you if things at home weren't quite as good as they could be. Those other friendships and connections might be very, very valuable to them, and to have to lose those is very hard for the children.
About how long is a typical foster child in foster care?
The average stay is about 6 to 12 months. The family has about 12 months to try to remedy the situation that resulted in the child coming into foster care. So their parents are working on things to improve their life so that the children can come back home. And at 12 months, the court has to look at the case and make a decision. And what they're looking for is if the family has done most of the things and the home is now safe for the children to return home to. And if they've done most but not all, there is sometimes that they can be given an extension. So that may increase the time to the child being in a foster home about 15 months or so. And then if the court determines that the family hasn't made adequate progress, then another plan gets put in place for the child. Either they are looking towards having them adopted possibly by the foster home or placed with other relatives, or depending on the age and the circumstance, and every case has different circumstances, what would be the best plan for the child if they're not able to return home.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding. Is there a predominant reason why a child is taken from a home? I assume that that would, in many regards, be involved with drugs.
Right. Our highest reason that children come into care is for neglect, but the neglect is often due to drug use. So those are correlated together, because when people are using substances, oftentimes they're not doing the things that need to be done to take care of children adequately. And yeah, that would be the most common reason. And we do have other things, physical, sexual abuse, things like that, that do occur. But the most common is neglect due to drug use by the parents.
So these kids are neglected, and they need somebody just to take care of them and love them. Is that right?
Yeah, they need that support of having someone to, you know, care about where they are, care about if they come home on time, care about if they're doing well in school, and if not, helping them to have the skills to do well in school. And so some of those things are often, children are struggling with those because they don't have the support they need to be as successful as they could be in life. And so they need a family that's willing to do those things to help them be successful while the parents are working on getting themselves in a position where they can be better at doing those things for the children.
What other kind of attributes or qualities should a foster family have and keep in mind when they're thinking about this notion?
One of the main things that is very important is that they are able to be flexible. When you have children, schedules get kind of busy and that sort of thing. And when you have additional children, there are things that need to, that add to the schedule. Plus, with children that are in foster care, there's times they have things like visits with their parents, and maybe they are in therapy to help with some of the trauma that they've experienced, and there's different appointments and things like that that need to be attended to. And so people that are flexible in not only schedule, but personality. Anyone who's been a parent understands that there are good days and there are bad days, and foster parenting is no exception to that. There's days that are going to be a struggle, and there's days that are going to be very rewarding. And so people that are able to kind of adjust and go with the flow and kind of take some of that is a good trait. People that have a sense of humor, able to kind of maybe let things roll off their back and look at the funny side of it, and have a little bit of patience and understanding, and be able to recognize where these kids are coming from. Their behavior that they may be exhibiting is often due to the environment that they were living in. And so for people to kind of understand that helps them be much more responsive to the children. And with that being said, one of the requirements in becoming a foster parent is training. There is some online training, but there's also 32 hours of in-class training. And so that really helps prepare people to take on the issues that may come into their home by having additional kids come into their home, and help them understand how to work with kids that have been experiencing trauma and difficult things in their life. The training is really great for those things. So we want to help people be prepared for what they're taking on.
Are the families, the foster families, are they reimbursed for the obvious expense of another mouth in the house and those kinds of things?
Yeah, there's a reimbursement rate that's a daily rate, and that depends on the age and the needs of the child. So it varies depending on how old they are and maybe what kind of needs they have. And so that is intended to be a reimbursement, because it does cost more to feed kids, and your power bill goes up and your water bill goes up and all those things. And so there is a reimbursement rate. You know, the idea that people might make money off of foster care is pretty false, but they do try to compensate for some of those things. And all children that come into foster care are covered by Medicaid. So all their medical and, say, therapeutic expenses and that kind of thing are covered.
Okay. So if somebody wants to know more about this, to investigate it with no commitment, again, the Lunch and Learn on May 16th at noon at the DWS building on Price River Drive in the conference room. all of these kinds of questions and more can be gone over, right?
Correct. And they can call me anytime as well. And my number is 636-0210. And they can always look at our website online. There's information there. And so when you talk about without obligation, you know, if they have time in the evening and they want to hop on the computer, they can go to utahfostercare.org and they can look up information there. And then if they decide, hey, I want to know more than what I'm seeing here on this webpage, or I want people to contact me, or I want to move forward with checking into this process, then there's a place where they can actually request information. And if they're in Carbon or Emery counties, it will actually send it straight to me, and then I can get in touch with them that way as well.
Thank you, Kobe, for talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me.